For this review, we look at the book, The Ultimate Guide to Rebuilding Civilization, from the publishing house, Hungry Minds. Hungry Minds will almost certainly differ from many people's vision of a traditional publisher. Unlike others in the publishing world who print vast quantities of books, the Hungry Minds team focuses squarely on quality, devoting as much time as is needed to the production of what I consider to be literary art. If one were to think of the most difficult subject for a book, rebuilding a civilization would be right at the top of the list. Fortunately, the people at Hungry Minds did not shy away from this challenge. Instead, they met it with aplomb. To ensure they would accomplish their mission, a dream team of experts was assembled, armed with the knowledge needed to rebuild a society and create a magnificent book explaining how to do it. With the book completed, Hungry Minds has released a special edition in time for the holiday season, which is the subject of this feature. The special edition comes in an attractive, liveried box. Inside is the 400-page book with its hand-illustrated jacket and an assortment of goodies. As you begin browsing the sections, you start to feel like you are looking at the secret thoughts of someone with the imagination of Leonardo da Vinci. Each page takes you on a journey. You'll traverse a staggering number of the technologies and skills needed to re-establish the foundations of modern life. The areas covered range from the creation of essential utilities to how to engage in agriculture, complex systems such as governance, and much more. All of the areas are explored through scholarly research and accompanied by stunning hand-drawn illustrations. One of the first things to note is that this is not a small book. It measures 39 by 25 by 6 centimeters and weighs more than 2 kilograms. Inside the cover are pages that look like they have been stored away for a century or more, which is due to the clever use of foxing on the cream-colored pages. The book has 23 sections, which range from the basics, such as making fire and edible plants, to mechanics and building, sailing, aviation, art, rites of passage, storytelling, and much more. Each page is accompanied by beautiful hand-drawn illustrations, which also benefit from an aged look. The information in the book is cleverly structured, akin to hand-holding. Initially, it teaches you the basic fundamentals, such as how to find and store water and which plants are safe to eat. From here, you will be taken through more advanced skills, spirituality, creative aspects, and emotion. I particularly enjoyed reading about how to cook and preserve foods, how to build a home with a toilet, and even how to brew alcohol. The book creates a feeling that you have traveled back in time, accessing information reserved only for a select few, and the beautiful illustrations help to accentuate its unique attraction. My final thoughts on the book. I will rarely agree to write a feature on a book. In fact, the last one I reviewed was in October 2022, and that was a unique opportunity which was linked to the rock band The Rolling Stones. What made me jump at the chance to read the Hungry Minds book is the strange times we live in. Today, we are witnessing countries at odds with each other around the world, and people's egos, greed, and insecurity are only making things worse. Not since the early 1960s have people had cause to consider what might happen if civilization as we know it needed to be rebuilt. Sadly, what many would consider purely science fiction has morphed into a far more realistic proposition today than it was a few years ago. If things continue to deteriorate, the most valuable commodity will be knowledge. While reading the book, it occurred to me that I am one of those from a generation that often points fingers at the generations who followed me, lamenting that they've had everything too easy and that technology has caused them to ignore the essential skills they would need to survive. But, if truth be told, and if civilization needed rebuilding, my rudimentary skill set prior to reading the book would have been of little help. The beauty of this book is that it gives people from every generation an opportunity to learn new things, brush up on essential skills, and, if they choose to, have some fun while doing it. In a nutshell, I loved reading the book. I am confident that anyone fortunate enough to find a copy under their Christmas tree will be delighted. And I can't shake off the thought that it could be one of the most valuable things to have in these strange times. As my scout master frequently told me 50 or so years ago, it is always best to be prepared.